Chapter 3. All these arrangements were executed in the most exact and punctual manner. I never saw a finer turkey, finer beef, or greater prodigality of sauce and gravy, and my travelers did wonderful justice to everything set before them. It made my heart rejoice to observe how their wind and frost-hardened faces softened in the clatter of plates and knives and forks, and mellowed in the fire and supper heat. While their hats and caps and wrappers, hanging up a few small bundles on the ground in a corner, and in another corner three or four old walking sticks, worn down at the end to mere fringe, linked the smug interior with the bleak outside in a golden chain. When supper was done, and my brown beauty had been elevated on the table, there was a general requisition to me to take the corner, which suggested to me comfortably enough how much my friends here made of a fire, for when had I ever thought so highly of the corner, since the days when I connected it with Jack Horner? However, as I declined, Ben, whose touch on all convivial instruments is perfect, drew the table apart, and instructing my travelers to open right and left on either side of me, and form round the fire, closed up the center with myself and my chair, and preserved the order we had kept at table. He had already, in a tranquil manner, boxed the ears of the inattentive boys until they had been by imperceptible degrees boxed out of the room, and he now rapidly skirmished the sauce female into the high street, disappeared, and softly closed the door. This was the time for bringing the poker to bear on the billet of wood. I tapped it three times, like an enchanted talisman, and a brilliant host of merrymakers burst out of it, and sported off by the chimney, rushing up the middle in a fiery country dance, and never coming down again. Meanwhile, by their sparkling light, which threw our lamp into the shade, I filled the glasses, and gave my travelers Christmas. Christmas Eve, my friends, when the shepherds, who were poor travelers too, in their way, heard the angels sing, on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. I don't know who was the first among us to think that we ought to take hands as we sat, in deference to the toast, or whether any one of us anticipated the others, but at any rate we all did it. We then drank to the memory of the good Master Richard Watts, and I wish his ghost may never have had worse usage under that roof than it had from us. It was the witching time for storytelling. Our whole life, travelers, said I, is a story more or less intelligible, generally less, but we shall read it by a clearer light when it is ended. I, for one, am so divided this night between fact and fiction, that I scarce know which is which. Shall I beguile the time by telling you a story as we sit here? They all answered, yes. I had little to tell them, but I was bound by my own proposal. Therefore, after looking for a while at the spiral column of smoke wreathing up from my brown beauty, through which I could have almost sworn I saw the effigy of Master Richard Watts less startled than usual, I fired away. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.